The Turkish government is under increasing pressure for its Syria policy. The UN Security Council has reminded Turkey to respect international law. The EU has urged it to stop shelling Kurdish fighters, and NATO warns it would not support Ankara if it escalates tensions with Russia. The US also rejected Ankara's demand to choose it as an ally above that of Syrian Kurds combating Daesh. Observers say Ankara is trapping itself further into a corner by attacking Kurdish militants, who have been gaining territory from Ankara-backed militants in Syria.
Turkey holds the right to conduct any operation it sees necessary on Syria or any soil that breeds terrorism. This is about Turkey's will to protect its own sovereignty.
Turkish government have to close the door for terrorists. I think we have no borders with Syria now, because they are terrorists, Islamist terrorists are going to Syria as freely, easily. Unfortunately, the Turkish government want to break down the ties with Syrian government, but it's impossible.
Turkey's Syria policy has completely collapsed. The government has been trying to save the day. It is not difficult to correct this situation. We need to contact our neighbors. We need to contribute to an impartial manner to stop the bloodshed in Syria.
Ankara accuses the European Parliament of supporting the PKK militants after the EP's rapporteur likened the situation in Diyarbakir to a civil war and highlighted serious human rights violations in areas under curfew. The Kurdish group that claimed responsibility for last week's blast in Ankara says it was in retaliation for Erdogan's curfew and crackdown in the southeast. Observers say that Ankara has used its allegiance to international anti-terror coalitions as a smokescreen to thwart Kurdish forces fighting Daesh terrorists in Syria and step up its hostile policies against the government of President Bashar al-Assad through facilitating cross-border logistics to Takfiri groups in the war-torn country. They believe that Ankara has no way but to acknowledge that its foreign policy has irreversibly collapsed and that it needs to support a political solution to the Syria crisis. Verenia Keat, Press TV, Istanbul.